I'm joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Sam, who wants to talk to us about a trend that's going viral at the moment. Sam, good morning. What are we talking about?
Good morning, Jess. This is a trend that's been going viral for a very long time, actually.
Okay.
And it's a kind of health science story that I've wanted to talk about for a while.
And we had a slot this morning.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't find any professionals to talk about it because it is, some people say it's a complete joke.
Okay.
We are talking about ASMR.
Uh-huh.
It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is very fancy.
Okay.
And so... most precursors of ASMR, they go like this. They get really close to the microphone and they whisper like this, so their voices are kind of cracking. They put emphasis on the S sounds, and apparently this gives people a strange tingling sensation in the brain.
Oh my God, please stop. This is so weird.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
It's a sensation. It feels like it goes down the spine, apparently. It is very hard to describe.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
But there is a, did you feel the tingle just then?
I don't know. I felt a bit like creeped out, but like in a weird way.
Okay. So maybe you were just kind of disturbed.
No.
because there is no actual scientific evidence to support that there's like actual, like a tingle that's going
on. Is it like a creepy tingle, like a goosebumps tingle?
Definitely a goosebumps kind of feeling.
I felt goosebumpy.
Yeah, so, that's probably a thing.
Yeah. But there's no science behind this.
Yeah, I mean, the most that's happened is it's been praised as a gateway to like actual forms of guided meditation because it is a very calming thing.
Yeah, it felt like almost sexual, almost.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize.
In a fetishy way. That's how I thought that this was going.
Yeah, it's a very, very creepy vibe going on because there are videos of this online that have millions of hits, and they're all women who are doing this kind of thing, which makes you think, is this just kind of a
weird
objectification?
Fetish.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's supposed to be almost like guided meditation.
Yeah, almost. But I mean, there are people who say there's a lot of different things about it, but there's nothing. I mean, there are the most popular of which are like role play videos, which are particularly weird.
Okay.
There's like a woman who will pretend to be a makeup artist, a travel agent who just like talks to no one,
okay.
A suit fitter. I will admit I don't feel any kind of tingle while watching these, but it is very perverse.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, almost confronting, almost disturbing. Like,
and they're quite popular online.
Yeah, there's ones that have like millions and millions. They're also reportedly certain triggers, like it's not just the voice. There are specific sounds that people enjoy that give them this tingle.
Okay.
There are videos where it's simply someone opening up a box of like a plastic toy kitchen made for children and then just set it up for 10 minutes. And you get all these percussive, grainy sounds of like the plastic horn and the plastic table rubbing against each other. And then, yeah, that's all it is.
So it's this whole idea of sound and the physical responses that are gained from sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though people are reporting these, you know, responses to these videos, no one can actually prove that it's doing anything to your body. So is it a bit of a mind over matter sort of thing? Like it's more the mind?
Yeah, it might be a placebo. It definitely helps with insomnia if you have trouble going to sleep, yeah.
So a chip packet opening slowly.
Yeah.
Could help with your insomnia.
Well, I mean, that is more of like a sensual thing. There are videos which are like very droney.
Okay.
A video where someone turns on a hairdryer for 2 hours. They just sit there and blow for 2 hours. I don't know
with
how
the
they have. I don't
I
know
hate
how they
the sound
have the
of a hairdryer.
You hate the sound of a hairdryer?
Yeah. It's loud. It's noisy. It gets in the way.
People say they like put it by their feet so it like warms them up and then they can go to sleep.
Oh.
And I hope that
has
a lot of money.
The hairdryer warms up their feet.
No, not the sound. Like it just warms their feet because they put it at their feet.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the sound.
But it's also the sound that helps put them to sleep.
Okay.
Even though they can fall asleep
and
with a loud hairdryer.
And it's this whole idea of percussion and the way it affects our brains.
Yeah.
Are there any sounds that like elicit a response from you?
Well, I do have a thing here that I can demonstrate to see if we can, if any of us here wants to, I just hit the microphone. One of us here wants to close their eyes.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Since I don't know if you know what I've actually brought in.
Okay, I have no idea.
Work on today. I'll demonstrate some ASMR right now for our listeners at
home. Okay, so my eyes are closed so I can't see you.
If you want to listen to, you just want to listen closely to how the paper is being written.
That's so, and this is what people do.
This is what
for
people
hours.
Do. And I don't know if they get paid to do this. This might just be I'm going to stop ripping the paper now. This might just be a...
You're making a mess, Sam.
I'm making a mess. This might be a pastime of theirs.
It's an interesting... I thought it was Velcro.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Velcro. If I hear styrofoam, white packing styrofoam, goosebumps. In a terrible way. It terrifies me. Or the sound of a pen, like a felt tip pen, like when it scratches on paper. I hate that too.
Yeah, that is terrible.
That's nails on chalkboard for me. But I really, really, really like the sound of a kitten purring. That will put me to sleep every time.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Well, I mean, everyone likes a kitten purring. But in terms of sounds that people don't like, everyone seems to have a different kind of thing. Yeah.
I quite like the sound of like typing on keyboards.
Yeah, there are keyboards out there that are like specifically made to be loud keyboards.
Like ASMR style keyboards.
Yeah, like there's some that even have the clack of a typewriter almost. I don't know how they put it in these
tiny little keyboards.
Tiny little keys, yeah. People just work for years and years trying to simulate that sound.
This is really interesting stuff. Really interesting because it's a whole kind of world that people are really into.
And in the end of the day, I mean, I don't want to bag on any of them. You can't blame anyone for enjoying ASMR.
Not well.
To me, it... excuse me. We want to be a very neutral radio station here.
Yeah.
To me, it did admittedly feel nice after like a long, hard-working week, a bit of stress pent up, just, you know, tune out and listen and watch to something that is simple, calming.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit quirky.
Yeah, because it's almost an extension of that, you know, you get those apps, they play like Rain on a Tin Roof.
Yeah.
Or the ocean noises.
White noise.
I guess that's ASMR too.
Yeah, that is definitely ASMR.
Okay, and this is just a quirky extension of ASMR.
Yeah, with a bit of personality thrown in. With
a little bit of personality.
Travel agent, oh, you're going to the Cabrian today? It's very strange.
Yeah, I'm on board.
You're on board?
I think so. I'm tentatively on board. I've got a toe on board and the rest of my body back on land.
Yeah, I've got like one fingernail on board.
You've got a fingernail on board?
Yeah.
Right. We'll check out some more. We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show too, to SER/weekendbreakfast. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
I am fascinated.